Well, yesterday's report from the United Nations warning of mass extinction across the globe specifically mentioned ecosystems managed by indigenous peoples. They're not declining as fast as other areas. Here in the U.S., some Native American tribes are using techniques to sustain healthy forests and repair land that's been damaged since the 19th century when settlers spread out across the West. Brian Bull of KLCC in Eugene, Oregon reports.
We're about 60 miles west of Portland, Oregon, and Michael Wilson, Natural Resources Manager for the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, is showing off parts of the roughly 14,000 acres of forest under tribal management.
Yeah, these trees over here are probably a good 70 years old. Back over here are some of those ones we saw down by the stream bank, 80, 90 years old. Down to these, I think these are probably 3 years old.
Wilson says compared to forests managed by timber companies and the federal government, tribal forests tend to have more diversity in their trees and plants, which includes huckleberries and hazel, traditional food and basket weaving materials. Trees are thin to accommodate foraging areas for elk and deer. Brush is cut by hand instead of using herbicides. And prescribed burns control tinder buildup and encourage beneficial growth along the forest floor. Driving by forest land that borders the reservation, Wilson points to a ridge that's been clear-cut by a regional timber company. He acknowledges there's profit potential in many old-growth forests both on and off the reservation.
You know, $350, $500, depending on which tree. Some of the bigger ones, $800. If you start adding those up, that's a lot of dollars. But if you look at, you know, what we're doing over the long stretch, maybe it won't ever pencil out as far as a good financial decision. But as far as providing habitat and long-term health of the tribe's reservation, we're definitely doing the right thing.
Right enough to get recognition, says Don Motanik of the Intertribal Timber Council based in Portland. He says independent 10-year assessments of tribal forests compared to federal forests highlighted two major differences.
One is that tribal forestry programs function at one-third of the cost as compared to the Forest Service. It's $9 an acre for the Forest Service and $3 an acre for tribes. The second key point they make is that tribes are models of sustainability because some of the programs have been in existence over 100 years.
Another study by the Property and Environment Research Center, or PERC, compared timber returns between the Lolo National Forest and the Flathead Indian Reservation in Montana. PERC found that over a 7-year period, tribal timber revenues exceeded $16 million, nearly 7 times more than what the U.S. Forest Service was bringing in.
The key thing is knowing their own land and understanding their language.
Motanik says unlike timber companies, tribes don't up and move once an area has been harvested. The land is part of the tribe and its culture and is managed for the sustenance and appreciation of future generations, not solely for the bottom line. Mike Wilson of the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde says to keep a forest healthy, it's important to stay vigilant.
Invasives can come in really, really quick, and they're so persistent, it's tough to keep a handle on it. Beyond that, it's population growth, there's more people out there, dispersed camping, campfires, recreation, hunters, fishers, just monitoring that.
For both tribal and federal land managers, familiar challenges exist. Invasive species, wildfires, and climate change threaten all forests, and partnerships are budding. Last July, the Forest Service formalized a plan of tribes near the California-Oregon border for managing the Klamath Forest region. In addition, the latest farm bill has tribe-friendly provisions, including one that lets tribes set up self-governance demonstration projects to manage federal lands adjacent to Indian reservations. Darren Jarnigan is a Hoopa Indian who serves as the Coquille Tribe's Director of Natural Resources. As we drive towards the tribe's forest, he explains that the goal is to make sure that members have access to historically what was here on this landscape and what was managed historically for tribal purposes.
Not only just the present economic return, but thinking about what the forest is going to be for the generations to come and leaving something better than you found it, so to speak.
For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull.